Tag says loves if mem says kinuach b'niyah shekutuvot olav oisius. A person wants to clean himself in the bathroom with paper, toilet paper, which is written on it letters. Nechloku achoinim imutel kaneach atme b'niyah shekutuvot olav otiyot. Machloikas achoinim if you're allowed to clean oneself with paper, which is written on it letters. The same thing is you have paper which is written on it, which has got on it pictures. Are you allowed to go and use it on Shabbat? Achronim are discussing in a case which one doesn't put it into water. The person only cleans himself and leaves it there. The Achronim have a suffix if you're allowed to do that. What is the suffix? Is it considered that you're only covering the letters and you're able to go and peel it off and and see the letters underneath it? So it's like you're putting the letters, the words, in a box. You're not demolishing the words. You're putting in a box. Putting in a box is not issa for moichuk. Moichuk is only if you're demolishing. Some achronim want to say by dirtying the letters or the picture is not considered demolishing, because considered putting in a box, and a person can say open the box and take it off the dirt, and it will be able to be seen the letters, so you're not doing moichuk. Other achronim wants to say, no, it's considered you are rubbing out. Now, in nowadays, if one puts it into water, it's much more difficult, because then it's really demolishing. Like we learned before, a person goes so, and if he goes and burns a piece of paper, it's considered moichuk. Here, the same thing. If you go and put it into the water, it is more difficult. But, in footnote, he says, the chur compared to the case of eating the cake, which has got on it letters. Why? Because you're doing situation lenichale, you're doing something which you're not interested in rubbing out now, and it's mekalkel, you're doing something which is not positive, it's negative, to go and get rid of it, and you're also not doing something with the normal ways, you're doing with a shinui. According to the Dogel Meravov, the same as by eating a cake, we're allowed. Here, lechur is the same thing, you're allowed to go and do it and put it into the toilet. That you're allowed to do. But Chazanish wasn't too happy about that. I call upon him. That is the halacha to machlekes achronim if you're allowed to go and do it. Some people say that b'di'eved, I call upon him b'di'eved, lechur you can take on, you're allowed to do it. That lechatchil you shouldn't get. Now, Baruch Hashem, nowadays, our toilet paper from Shabbos doesn't have pictures on it. But if a person would take toilet paper from weekdays, then that's the know should try and make sure it doesn't have toilet paper which has got on it written or pictures. Take toilet paper which hasn't got pictures on it. Se'if nun, mechikas ketem diyor amenos lichtov. A person wants to go and rub out a stain from diyor, a stain from ink, which is on a piece of paper or on a parchment. A person goes and rubs out a stain from ink. Let's say he's writing a parchment for paper material, and the ink falls onto the parchment. Now he wants to rub out the ink from the parchment. Why do you want to rub it out? In order to be able to go right there. He's chayev mishum moichuk. It's isim in atoya. Why is it isim in atoya? Because the melacha for moichuk is not rubbing out letters. The melacha for moichuk is preparing a surface for writing. So here, if there was a spot from ink there, it's not possible to write on it. Rubbing it out is preparing it for writing. So if you prepare it for writing, you're going to be chayev mishum moichuk on Shabbos. There's the Chayodom, a big chiddush. A known Chayodom. Chayodom says like this. If a person's hand gets dirty with, he speaks about gets dirty with charcoal, or gets dirty with some blackness from the pot, he's got black on his hand. Says the Chayodom, you're not allowed to take off that black in your hand, because you're doing moichuk, says the Chayodom. Why moichuk? Because a hand is something which one could write on it. He said, if you're taking off dirt from the hand, you're taking off some black from the hand, you're preparing it for writing. A big chiddush from the Chayotim. Now, a lot of achronim who want to argue with the chayav and say that bishloima, okay, if you're writing on a paper, taking off dirt from the paper, in order, or even black from the paper, or kalvachim, if you take off ink, then you're preparing it for writing, because this is the place which one writes, usually. But on your hand, not place which one writes, even though it's possible to write that, but you're not going to write that. Therefore, the achronim will argue on this chayodim. But the chayodim does say that the person goes and takes off a dirt from the hand, the black, or anything like that from the hand, if he does it on Shabbos, it's awesome, it's rabbonim to do it, because he's preparing the place for writing. The Shlomo Zalman says that the minig is not like the chayodim, and there's no problem altogether. We'll see later on also about taking off black, and these things have got to do with this chayodim. A couple of Shlomo Zalman says that the minig is not like the chayodim, we don't have to worry about it altogether. Any dirt on the hands, any dirt on the body, one doesn't have to worry about this halacha kun. You don't hold the chayodim, you're allowed to rub it out. They bring down B'Shem Rabbi Yasha. Rabbi Yasha says that one shouldn't worry about this chayodim. But even though Rabbi Yasha does agree that if a person dries his hands, he doesn't have to worry about it. He's got dirt on his hands, he's drying his hands, he doesn't have to worry about that, like they explain. So you're interested not in preparing for, be ready to write on it. You're just cleaning one's hands, drying one's hands, not a problem altogether. The problem is, we'll see later on with makeup and lack. The if nun hey, nun aleph, asar shavat should not fall al gabi oisis. If you've got shava, you've got wax which fell on letters. The achronim bring down. Well, let's see it inside first. Let's speak about the shavash not al gabi daf shekusuv dalav oisius, but oisius mechusois. If you've got wax which fell on a paper which has got on it letters, and now you can't see the letters. And in those days, it was very, very common because they used to, by night, use candles. So the candles, a lot of times, used to have wax. And if a person learns by night, and it fell wax on his paper or on his parchment, and now he can't read it. He wants to know if he can take off the wax. Is it considered moichem? Because you're preparing the place in order to be read. Be able to read it now. Yesh ma'achwein shepostkim shekosha also lasi at hashava. You're not allowed to take off the wax or the galas or yesh mishum da'avu kemoichem. Amanos lichtov. Because you're rubbing out in order to be able to read. Some possibility like that. What is the Makar? The Makar is the Rosh. The Rosh says that the person in those days, they used to have notebooks. A shopkeeper used to write in wax on his notebook and used to rub it out also with wax. What they used to do, he used to put wax on a second time and then he used to make it straight. Then make it straight and you're able to write on it a second time. There's the Rosh. If you've got wax on the letters, then you're not allowed to take it off because you're doing moichet. You're preparing it in order to go and be able to write on it again. There's the Bach. If so, same thing, if falls wax on a piece of paper or on a parchment, you're not allowed to go and take off the wax. A lot of achronim want to argue on this Bach and says it's not compared to the case from the Rosh. The Rosh discussed the case which is wax and comes wax on wax. It comes one item. Therefore, it's considered as if there's nothing there. But now we're discussing when you've got DR, you've got written, and on it you've got wax. The wax on what is written is not considered as if it's one entity, one thing. It's considered as if it's covered with a box. If a person can take off the wax, and you still have the written underneath. So who said that is considered moichet? There are a lot of achronim want to argue on the Bach. But the Mishnah Berurah, it's Sachakol Aloch Lamaisa. He wants to be machmir the Bach lachatchila. So lachatchila, according to the Mishnah Berurah, one should not go and take off wax which is on a letter, because you're over issa midrabbanon from moichet. You're preparing a place to be read. And here you're doing it not only preparation, you're able to read it straight away. There, Poskei Zmanei wants to say, if you've got laminatia on the papers, it's not the same thing because it's not considered one item together with the writing. Because you've got a cover in between. The Eicha Shabbos wants to say even more than that. It's a bit of dirt, a bit of food falls on the letters. It is also okay. A bit of a chiddush. That's what Eicha Shabbos wants to say. The if non base. If you have a diaper which has got on it a picture or numbers, everyone got a diaper which has got on it pictures. Now, these pictures get demolished, they get rubbed out from themselves, disintegrate when the diaper comes wet. You're allowed to use it on Shabbat. One doesn't have to go and take a marker and rub out these pictures or letters before Shabbat. Why? It explains in the footnote like this. The kid who's wearing the diaper, you're not going to tell him that you're not allowed to go and make wet because he'll rub out the numbers or the pictures. Because the kid, when he makes wet, he doesn't think about that altogether. It's not considered anything got to do with him. The melacha is not done by the kid. The question could be the person who puts on the kid the diaper. He's preparing it in order to go and rub out. But that's already a grammar. A grammar, you're not doing a melacha, you're only preparing. Grammar is not straightforward. Grammar means to cause. You're only causing, you're not doing it with your hands. And it's also klachayad, you're doing this, rub it out with a shin, it's not normal way, and also you're doing mekalkel. Now go to the you're doing mekalkel. Yeah, it's a gracious delay. Nichelite, not even gracious. Okay, not even 100% sure that the kid is going to go and wet. A kopan, a loch lemaisa, the boss can say there's no problem altogether to go and put on a kid such a diaper.